Welcome back to NewsRamp Industry and Manufacturing for Monday evening, April 27, 2026. As always, real news stories with AI narration. Visit newsramp.com for the full articles. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Here we go.
Greenland Energy GLND signs agreement with Halliburton for 2026 Jameson Land Basin drilling campaign. Greenland Energy has signed an agreement with Halliburton for its 2026 onshore drilling campaign in the Jameson Land Basin. The agreement includes planning, coordination, equipment handling, and comprehensive well services. This partnership forms a crucial part of Greenland Energy's Arctic operations strategy, complementing prior agreements with Stampede Drilling and Discany.
Mining news breaks. Lafleur Minerals Inc. eyes near-term production in prolific Abitibi Belt. Lafleur Minerals Inc., a gold explorer and near-term producer, aims for production in the Abitibi Greenstone Belt. The company's recent PEA for the Swanson Gold Dospit in Quebec shows strong economics. CEO Paul Tenier looks forward to pre-operational tests at the Beacon Gold Mill. Lafleur focuses on developing gold projects in the Abitibi Gold Belt near Val-d'Or, Quebec. Mining news breaks. Lafleur Minerals Inc. eyes near-term production in prolific Abitibi Belt. Lafleur Minerals Inc. is gearing up for near-term production in the prolific Abitibi Greenstone Belt. The company's recent preliminary economic assessment for the Swanson Gold Dospit in Quebec highlights its capital-efficient approach, leveraging the 100% owned Beacon Gold Mill. CEO Paul Tenier emphasized the transition from exploration to production execution. For more information, visit the company's newsroom. Rock breaks. ESG Gold Corp scales efforts to unlock Montauban potential. ESG Gold Corp is ramping up efforts to unlock the potential of its Montauban Gold Silver project in Quebec. The company has launched a 70 square kilometers district scale survey to build on the success of its initial 10 kilometer squared survey completed in 2025. This expansion marks a significant milestone in defining the full scale of Montauban, showcasing the company's commitment to sustainable resource recovery and exploration.
Mission IR news breaks. Greenland Energy Company signs agreement with Halliburton for 2026 Jameson Land Basin drilling campaign. Greenland Energy Company has signed an agreement with Halliburton for its 2026 onshore drilling campaign in the Jameson Asai Land Basin. The agreement includes planning, coordination, handling, and transportation of equipment, services, and goods, forming a key part of the company's Arctic operations strategy. This collaboration follows prior agreements with Stampede Drilling and Desganys. For more information, visit the company's newsroom.
Upside Gold Corp. signs LOI for strategic claims adjacent to the Kenna property. Upside Gold Corp. signs a letter of intent with a local prospector to acquire 7 mineral claims adjacent to the Kenna Gold Copper property in British Columbia. The claims, totaling approximately 273 hectares, aim to enhance the continuity of the Kenna land package by consolidating adjacent ground along promising trend. This strategic move aligns with the company's goal of expanding its exploration efforts in the region.
Trailbreaker Resources appoints Charlie Grieg as technical advisor. Trailbreaker Resources Limited has appointed Mr. Charlie Grieg, MSc, PGO, as a technical advisor. With extensive experience in mineral exploration, Mr. Grieg's track record includes successful projects in Mexico, Yukon, Eritrea, and more. His expertise in BCQ-AH porphyry deposits will guide exploration at Trailbreaker's Coho, Atsutla, and Liberty projects. The company has issued Mr. Grieg 100,000 stock options as compensation for his role.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Industry and Manufacturing Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.